Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of the purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ. We have seen the fact that He has redeemed us. We've seen the fact that He has dealt with our sins, and now we are forgiven and they are washed away by the blood of Jesus. We've seen the fact that He brought us to the place of spiritual birth. We are born from above. We have a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We are now saved. And we receive the Holy Spirit that comes to dwell in our new spirit. We've been called out of darkness into the marvelous light. He brings us everlasting life. He's brought us into the new covenant, a better covenant with better promises. And He's taken His word, and He now takes it and writes it in our heart and in our mind. We've also been made kings and priests unto God. We're a holy nation. We're a holy priesthood and a royal priesthood. And a spiritual house is living stones in the house of the Lord. We now have a spirit that's right with God, and we can now know the way of righteousness and walk in righteousness so we are righteous before Him. We now see that grace and truth has come, and we have mercy and we have peace through Jesus Christ. We've been redeemed from fear, and we don't have to have any fear any longer in our life. And we also see that Jesus brought the revelation of the Father, and He brought us to the place of repentance to turn us away from sin, because sin has no dominion over us. We're dead to sin. We now can overcome all sin in our life. We come out of the ways of the world and separate ourselves. We get the Word of God in us, and we get our mind renewed to the truth and put on the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. We also talked about in the last broadcast how we can break the inherited generational curses now, as we have authority over all of the works of the enemy. We can remit the sins and iniquities of the forefathers. We also confess our own sins and forgive all those that have hurt us and wronged us. And then we cast out the evil spirits. And as we cast them out, we will break the inherited generational curses, as well as the spirits that have come into us from our own sins or being victimized in our life. And we can also receive healing. Healing through the prayer of faith, healing through laying on of hands or anointing with oil. The Lord is our healer. Well, we're going to continue today, and we see another aspect of what the Lord has come to bring forth. The purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ is to bless us. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 26, He said unto you, first God, having raised up His Son Jesus, sent Him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. He's come to bless us. Of course, we have to turn away from the iniquities. If we continue in sin and iniquity, which is of the heart, then that will hinder His blessings from being manifest in our life. Now remember Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That means we've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings. They legally belong to us in Christ. And of course, there are conditions to it. We have to turn away from iniquity. Also in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And then all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. That means obedience. To do what God says is going to be a key to seeing the blessings of God come forth in your life. Another purpose of Jesus Christ is to bring the manifestation of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. In Romans 8:2, the Bible says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. That means now, as we walk in line with the Word of God and after His spiritual laws, the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, it's going to bring the manifestation of His life. And it says that now it has made us free from the law of sin and death. There is a law of sin and death that works, but we can overcome that because now there is a law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that supersedes exceeds that law, and now we can walk in the ways of the Spirit and overcome all sin and all the works of the enemy in our life. Another purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ was for us to become a real disciple of the Lord. In John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to the Jews that believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That shows as we continue in the word, then we'll truly become disciples. What's a disciple? A disciplined one. That's one who is trained up in the ways of the word of God, hearing and doing his word. What's going to be the result? We're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to make us free. So you and I are going to walk as true disciples of the Lord now. Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." We don't have to be in bondage any longer. Now we can walk and see the freedom of the Lord come forth in our life. He's also come that we would be doers of the word and be blessed in all that we do. And James 1:22, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." As you and I are consistent hearers and doers of the word, as we've looked into the perfect law of liberty and continue in it, then we'll not just be a forgetful hearer. We'll be a doer of the work. We'll be a consistent hearer and doer of the word of God, and we are going to be blessed in our deed. Another, the purpose of Jesus coming is to bring forth victory in our life. 1 Corinthians 15:57, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And then in 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." He gives us the victory, and he always causes the triumph. There is no defeat in the Lord. And you and I can walk in victory because we are in him. In Romans 8, verse 31, the Bible says, "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" And God is for us when we're walking in line with his word and doing exactly what he says. Who could successfully be against us? Romans 8, 37 goes on to say that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And in 1 John 4:4, he says, "You're of God, little children, and have overcome them." Or the word overcome is nikao, which means to conquer. We conquer them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So God brings forth victory, as you and I are more than a conqueror, and he will cause us to triumph in every situation as we walk in line with his word. Another, the purpose of the coming of Jesus is to see us manifest the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ over the enemy. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The first word, power, is exousia, which means authority. It literally says, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power." That second word, power, is dunamis, which does mean power. So we have authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That word hurt is referring to the fact that this is in the subjunctive mood, the verb is, showing the fact that it's conditional. In other words, as you take authority over the power of the enemy, then nothing will hurt you. But it is conditional upon you taking that authority and treading upon the enemy underfoot. In Matthew 12:29, the Bible says that we can enter into the strong man's house, which is Satan's house, which is a demonic network that's in a person from inheritance, their own sins or victimization in life, and we can spoil his goods. And how do we do it? First, we bind the strong man, and then we will spoil his house. That's the demonic network. And how do we despoil it? We cast the spirits out. God's given you authority, and you can bind the enemy, you can cast him out, you can destroy all of his works. We can also do this in the heavenlies. In Matthew 16:19, he says, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The word heaven in this particular verse is plural in the Greek. It is plural in all three cases. It literally says, I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of the heavens. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in the heavens, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens. You and I have authority to bind from our position on earth to affect the evil spirits in the heavens. That's what it's talking about, not heaven where God is, but the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. That's what we're binding and loosing, which means to untie their hold. In Luke 13:16, here's where the woman had the spirit of infirmity for the 18 years. In verse 11, it declares that she was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. And Jesus loosed her from that spirit of infirmity. And he said in verse 16, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Jesus came to set people free, and you and I can see the same thing happen in our lives. We also have authority to pull down the spirits in the heavenlies. In Jeremiah 1:10, see, I of this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. We also can cast out the spirits out of people. Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. You and I are to cast all of the demon spirits out of every person and see them be set free so that they can walk in victory. In Luke 5:20, Jesus saw their faith and he said, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. The word forgiven is a Greek word aphiemi, which means to remit. And later down in verse 24, he said, the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive, same word, aphiemi, to remit. It means to remit or send away the effect of sins. See, this was Old Testament era. Nobody could be forgiven or cleansed of their sins because Jesus had not been to the cross. But he had authority to remit or send forth the effect of the sins. This is what we do. In breaking the inherited generational curses, we remit the sins and the iniquities of our forefathers and all the preceding generations. That breaks the inherited generational curses' right to be upon us. And then we can cast out the spirits and get set free. In Mark 11:23, the Bible says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That shows the fact that you and I have authority, and we speak commanding words to the mountains or the problems in our life, and command them to be removed, and they will be removed, as long as we believe the things which we say. The word say is present tense, continuous repeated action, as we continually speak to the mountain. If we believe, as we continue to apply our faith, that mountain will be removed. Also in James 4:7, the Bible says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You and I, as we submit ourselves to God, will be right with him. Then we can use our authority to resist the devil and he'll flee from us. 1 Peter 5:8 says, the adversary of the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.